In the darkness of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
Okay, third hour of the InfoWars War Room. We are talking election. We are in the election. 2 weeks till the actual election day, but we're in the election right now. And so we read some of the early results from mail-in voting, early voting. We showed you some of the stories, some of the discrepancies going on as well. And really, I want to stay on this now. I want to stay on this now, and I want to get, really, from now till the election day, your thoughts, your opinions, as this election is already developing. We're already in the election right now. Finger to the pulse here. We're going to be hearing from the audience a lot next 2 weeks. And let me just say this to follow up on what I said to conclude the second hour. I'm not telling you not to vote. Absolutely, you should vote. Absolutely. In fact, I would maintain that if you're listening to this, it's your duty to go vote for Donald Trump. So this isn't me trying to put you into a political coma. This isn't me trying to black pill you or doomer pill you or tell you it's worthless to vote. No, I'm not going to go back and explain why I think it's important to vote, but absolutely you should still get out and vote. And I'm not saying it's hopeless, but this is political play-by-play, and that's where I see things going right now. That's the trajectory that I see this election going in right now. Now, in the next 2 weeks, there's going to be a lot of developments and a lot of twists and turns, but that's just the way I see it. Now, phone lines are loaded up here, so let's start going to the callers. Where should we begin? Let's go to Daryl in North Carolina. Daryl, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks, Owen. Hey, regarding your the video of the lovely young lady, Trump supporter, streaking across the Steelers game, you wondered what the security guy was thinking, and I did some lip reading, and I figured it out. He says, best job ever.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, actually, it's the famous, I don't remember her name. There was a famous lady streaker from like the 80s, and she had the same deal, the big fake breasts. And she would run onto the game and give the players the kiss. And security was a lot different there. We didn't live in this, you know, big brother, everybody's assumed to be a criminal type of society. And maybe that's for good reason. But the point is, you know, people would run on the field, or you'd even have times where just a bunch of fans would run on the field. But this lady, this blonde lady, used to run on the field in the 80s, and she'd run up to the players and, like, give them a kiss on the cheek, and then security would come escort her off. She was famous for that. It kind of reminisced from that a little bit. But nowadays, you run on the field, you can face serious charges. You're getting tackled. You might leave with a concussion. So that's kind of how they're trained. But, you know, they probably saw the situation there and thought, okay, how are we going to handle this deal?
That was what really got me into watching football in the first place. I wanted to call because, check this out. You know, the military exercise that was planned on 9/11 and the Event 201 pandemic exercise that happened in October of 2019. Well, this year, the good old government they're running a large-scale cybersecurity exercise on Election Day. This is Homeland Security and all the other agencies. They're going to have this exercise, I guess, where a cyber attack happens, and then for 2 days after, they're going to discuss it, which is interesting. And then along those same lines, a movie came out 2 months ago called War Game, and this is like the precursor to Civil War, and it details how, you know, election results come in and nobody believes it, and a big old hassle happens. So I wanted to toss that out to you.
How can I find out about this cybersecurity drill on Election Day? Okay, the crew already has it. Oh, there it is. 2024 Homeland Security Critical Infrastructure Conference. It's a conference with large-scale cybersecurity exercise on November 5th, 2024. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
So you called it. you said this election is going to come down to the courts and probably the Supreme Court. You've been saying that for weeks.
Well, this is incredible. Guys, pull that back up. And then they showed the new War Game movie that just came out. You were talking about, too. I hadn't seen that either. Unbelievable. AFCEA Atlanta Homeland Security Conference on Critical Infrastructure, November 6th through 7th, 2024, with a large-scale cybersecurity exercise on November 5th, 2024. And I'm sure it's just a coincidence that it lands on Election Day. I'm sure. And it's in Atlanta? This is in the city that they're going to steal the entire election in?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Wow.
So, there we go. So we've got stuff to look up to. And, you know, you guys are pulling in all the crazy vote switching, and I'm seeing people working at the election places saying, oh, it's switching. So,
in North Carolina, are you hearing that in North Carolina?
I'm not hearing that so much here. We just started early voting, I think, 2 days ago, maybe. I don't know. I've been out of it. I blew out my Achilles on last Friday, so I've been dealing with that.
And still puts in the effort to tune in and call. Wow, you're a hero.
Hey, you guys are, you're the man.
All right, well, I appreciate that call. And look, that's why I said, because I'm sitting here and I'm covering all this election news, or I'm just getting ready, and I'm listening to other talk shows and just all the other news aggregation I do, and because some people like callers, other people don't like calls, and I get it both ways, but I'm sitting here thinking to myself, getting information from the people is going to be a key element leading up to this election, and I made that conscious decision this weekend, approaching with 2 weeks left of the election, approaching this show, boom, paid off caller number one. So, I mean, if that's not God telling me, yeah, you're pointed in the right direction here, I mean, there it is. Guys, why don't you just print me that document? And if you want to highlight all that stuff, too, we can just read all that on air, because they're putting a bunch of stuff on the screen dealing with this. But it's exactly what you're thinking. It's exactly it was reported. It's in Atlanta on Election Day, cybersecurity exercise, Homeland Security. I'm sure it's just a coincidence. I mean, come on. Come on. So we'll hone in on this. We'll get that document printed. We'll hone in on it. We'll highlight some of the more important parts and, you know, put out a report. There you go. So, caller intel pays off one for one. My instinct saying Georgia's now up for grabs. That's going to steal the election. I mean, this is the show, folks. This is your election headquarters. This is why you're tuned in. Let's take the next call. Unbelievable stuff. Let's take the next call. Let's go to William in Arkansas. William, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I think they're going to steal the election, and I don't think that there is enough organization, networking by the people to defeat and do what's necessary.
All right. Hold on. I'm sorry. This is getting even more ridiculous. The movie War Game that just came out. No, guys, put the cast back up. I'm in the Twilight Zone. I'm in the Twilight Zone. Alexander Vindman is in the movie. Heidi Heitkamp is in the movie. Doug Jones is in the movie. These are all political players. This is ridiculous. Bill Kristol? I mean, come on. It's literally Democrat operatives. It's literally Democrat deep state operatives in the film. I'm sorry. This is just, we're at ludicrous level here, folks. We are just at ludicrous level. I'm sorry, William. Just start over. Go ahead.
Oh, I think you're exactly right. And the ludicrous level is why they stand.
Wait a second. Hold on. Was that Peter Stroke? That was Peter Stroke. That's Peter Stroke. Peter Stroke is in the movie. Hey, I pray to God. God's in control. We could pull off a miracle. We can still save this country. Trump might win this election. But, I mean, folks, get ready. I mean, this is going to be a total awakening. Look, they can't win. They can't win. They might steal the election. I don't know what happens after that, okay? But no one's going to believe it. I mean, this is ridiculous. Running cybersecurity drills in Atlanta on the day. They come out with a movie that has Vindman and Peter Stroke in it called War Games. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, I'm not even mad anymore. I'm like glad. Go ahead. Just go ahead. Just do it. Just call the election tomorrow. Just give it to Kamala. Why even vote? Just show the American people. Just let the American people know. I have a finite audience here. We have a finite audience at InfoWars. There's even a finite audience that pays attention to Donald Trump and politics at all. So let's just go ahead. Just do it. Just let them out. Just let the people of the country know we don't have elections. We don't have a legitimate government. We don't have a legitimate media. Everything's stolen. Everything's fake. They're stealing your future. They're stealing your money. They're destroying your everything. Just go ahead. Just go and have Peter Stroke on the movie doing it, and have the Homeland Security run the cyber exercise to steal. I mean, just do it all. Please. Now I want to see it. Go ahead. Go ahead. You criminals have done everything to destroy us. You criminals have done everything to try to kill us.